Dear listener, the President of the United States is not working for the American people. The President of America is working for 666. Listen to this short clip.
You ask a thousand different questions and they're all legit. I'm telling you, we're going to get this done. It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter whether it's in 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks.
Friends, who is 666? The Bible says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is a number of a man, and his number is 666. In the book, The Three Messages of Revelation, page 109, paragraph 1, it says, quote, the number of the name of the beast is also to be enforced as a test of submission to him. This name, which is said to be that of a man, is seen without doubt in the title of Vicar of the Son of God, which the Pope has caused to be inscribed upon his mitre. It is written in Latin, and the numeral letters employed make the sum of 666. The design of this test is to cause man to acknowledge the authority of the papacy. End quote. Friends, if you add the Roman numerals of Vicarius Filii Dei, you will understand that the papacy is the Antichrist. Yes, that the papacy is the man of sin, mentioned in Scripture. Vicarius equals 112, Filii equals 53, and Dei equals 501. If you add 112 plus 53 plus 501, it equals 666. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. President Joe Biden is working for the man who the Bible calls the Antichrist. Yes, Joe Biden is working for the man of sin, the son of perdition. Yes, the world sees the Pope as a great humanitarian, but the Bible calls him the abomination of desolation. The Bible calls him the Antichrist. The Bible calls him the man of sin. The Bible calls him the son of perdition. So the great question is, who will you believe on this point? The world or Jesus? The world or the Bible? Oh, but a woman from a CNN interview calls the papacy a hypocrite. Listen to this short clip.
At some point, push is going to come to shove, and they will say, you must be vaccinated or you will not have a job.
I will not be vaccinated.
Healthcare workers Donna Schmidt and Stephanie Touche are refusing the COVID-19 vaccine no matter what.
Do either of you have a job today?
Currently, I am employed.
And do you have a job?
I do have a job. I'm actually out on medical leave for a surgical procedure I had. But
both expect they won't have a job for long. Both don't trust the vaccine and its possible side effects. Both have requested religious exemptions.
What religion are you?
Catholic.
And even though the Pope got vaccinated and says vaccines are fine and we should be getting them, that doesn't
work for you? I feel he's a hypocrite. My whole life.
This is God's messenger on earth. This is the Bishop of Rome.
Friends, listen to why she called the Pope a hypocrite. Listen.
He was elected to that position. However, he's not abiding by the Bible.
Friends, this woman spoke the truth. The papacy is a hypocrite. The papacy is not following the Bible. And the Pope of Rome is not a messenger of the Lord Jesus Christ. The papacy is a messenger and bishop of Satan. Please check me. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 through 2, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns. And upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. So who gave the papacy his power, his seat, and great authority? It was the dragon. Friends, the dragon has two applications in Scripture. Number one, the dragon represents a civil power. And number two, the dragon represents Satan himself. Please check me. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, "And the dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Dear listener, today's Bible study is all about how we can cope with adversities in this spiritual war. Because the man of sin, the papacy, and Satan, and the apostate church leaders are coming for God's people. I'm also going to share how to deal with family members and friends who turned their backs on you because you made a choice to follow Jesus. I have much more to share with you. Give me a quick moment and I'll be right back.
The Bible says in Revelation chapter 14, verse 12, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus." Those who keep the commandments of God and stand for Jesus by faith, these people will suffer great persecution, go through great sorrow and pain. Are you ready to stand for the Lord? Are you ready to stand for the Lord in righteousness? As we go through sorrow and great adversities, we have a greater hope. The Bible says in Psalms 31, verse 7 and 8, "I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and thou hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room." Praise the Lord.
Welcome back. In a previous episode titled, "He Will Sit in the Conscience," we exposed how the man of sin is sitting in the conscience regarding COVID-19 and soon climate change, which leads to the mark of the beast. So the question is, who are the nations getting their orders from regarding COVID-19 and climate change? Friends, it's the 666 power. Protestantism in America is fast declining. The majority of the leadership in the Seventh-day Adventist movement is following Rome's policies. But the protests must continue. As the churches around the United States bow to the Pope's policies regarding COVID-19 and climate change, they are setting themselves up to become the image of the papal hierarchy. Friends, Satan, the dragon, is working through the papacy and the Roman Catholic Church system. The Lord has given us a warning of his deep love for each and every human on the planet. This is the warning from Jesus. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying,
Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues."
My brother, my sister, Jesus says, "Come out of her, my people. Come out of the Roman Catholic Church system. Come out of Sunday keeping. And come out of sin." And the only way to get victory over sin is to behold Jesus. The only way to get victory over sin is to come to Christ. And where is Jesus? In the most holy place. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." If we are going to stand for the Lord by placing sin at the sole of our feet by his grace and refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine, we will suffer persecution, pain, sorrow, and adversities. What did Christ Jesus say in Matthew chapter 20, verse 22 and 23? We all have to be baptized with adversities, pain, suffering, and sorrow. The Lord said, "Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of?" and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, We are able. And the Lord said unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with my baptism that I am baptized with. Friends, COVID-19 is causing great sorrow for many all over the world, including myself. But the Bible says, If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. The test of Job will be repeated in these final days. Christians will have to face one adversity after another. We'll also have to face the test of Jacob. But no need to fear. Where do adversities come from? Answer, it's Satan. Satan is the adversary. And because he is the adversary, he brings forth adversities. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Friends, as we go through adversities, it gives Christ the opportunity to display his power. Friends, we cannot see the adversary, Satan. But in the garden, Satan revealed himself through a serpent. How is Satan revealing himself today? Friends, it's through the papacy. The Vatican means divining serpent. So as the adversities from the adversary come upon the faithful servants of Christ, those who are standing against the vaccine mandates, those who are suffering from sickness and pain and under pressure for not being vaccinated, I encourage you to reflect the character of Jesus by doing the following. Let me first give a quick disclaimer before I continue. I am only sharing these four principles because I am exercising them myself by God's grace. I am also having a rough time with my family, my friends, employment, etc. Dear listener, I just want to help you because these four principles from Scripture really encourage me daily when I'm going through a tough time, because every day is a new problem. So whose character are we to reflect in these last days when we're going through adversities? Friends, it's Jesus. Number one, be faithful. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, it says, But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Friends, being faithful to Jesus is connected to keeping the Ten Commandments, including the seventh-day Sabbath, which is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. Please check me. Psalms chapter 119, verse 86. It says, All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. Number two, be patient. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Dear listener, we have to be patient because God does not work on our time. God works in his time and in his way. In these last days, we need the patience of Job. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 5, verse 11, says, Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Remember, friends, if I faint, if you faint, in the day of adversity, our strength is small. The Lord has promised to deliver us from our adversities in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 9. David said unto them, As the Lord liveth, who hath redeemed my soul out of all adversities. Dear listener, we can overcome the COVID-19 vaccine mandates. We can overcome the beast, his image, his mark, and the number of his name. But we must be found patient and hidden in Christ. My brother and my sister, this world will get much worse. But here's our hope. In the book, Desire of Ages, page 330, it says, Our Heavenly Father has 1,000 ways to provide for us, and which we know nothing. Those who accept the one principle of making the service and honor of God supreme will find perplexities vanished and a plain path before their feet. Praise the Lord. Number 3, endurance. As we go through adversities and sorrow, we have to hold on to the Lamb. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." As we go through adversities, pain, and sorrow, the Lord has promised us that we will receive the crown of life. James chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, that when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." Praise the Lord. Number 3, be prayerful, because faith is how we overcome the world, not the COVID-19 vaccine or the policies of man. And we must cry out to the Father in the name of Jesus in every adverse situation. We must not look unto our situation, but look unto Christ, because our adversaries will come from those whom we love. Psalms chapter 109, verse 4. But we must give ourselves to prayer. What I'm saying is this: those whom you love are your mother, your friends, your sibling, your children, your best friend. Are they telling you to get inoculated with the COVID-19 vaccine? If the answer is yes, what must you do in a spiritual sense? Number 1, pray for them. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, it says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Dear listener, we must not fold under the pressure from our family members to violate our liberty of conscience. We must stand strong in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Number 2, be meek. Friends, meekness is being gentle. We must be gentle like a lamb, and the lamb is Christ Jesus. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Don't speak evil of any man or woman who poorly mistreat us, because we stand for Christ. The Apostle Paul says in Titus chapter 3, verse 3, "Speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but be gentle, showing meekness unto all men." As Bible-believing Christians, we must be ready to experience those whom we pray and fast for to rejoice in our adversity. We are living in a time when Catholicism has taken over the world. The United States of America will abandon the U.S. Constitution and bring in Catholicism to solve climate change, to care for the poor, COVID-19, violence, and lawlessness. In the book, Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, page 451, it says, quote, "When Protestantism shall stretch out her hand across the gulf to grasp the hand of the Roman power, when she shall reach over the abyss to clap hands with spiritualism, when under the influence of this threefold union, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution as a Protestant and Republican nation, and shall make provisions for the propagation of papal falsehoods and delusions, then we may know that the time has come for the marvelous working of Satan, and that the end is near." We are living in a crisis that's going to only get worse. Question: is America slowly backing away from the Constitution due to COVID-19? The answer is yes. Listen to Dr. Fauci on August 21st. He's going to say, quote, "I know people must like to have their individual freedom, but vaccine mandates should be done." Listen to this short clip.
Yeah, I'm going to upset some people on this, but I think we should. I mean, we are in a critical situation now. We've had 615,000 plus deaths, and we are in a major surge now as we're going into the fall, into the school season. This is very serious business. You would wish that people would see why it's so important to get vaccinated. But you're not going to get mandates centrally from the federal government. But when you're talking about local mandates, mandates for schools, for teachers, for universities, for colleges, I'm sorry. I mean, I know people must like to have their individual freedom and not be told to do something. But I think we're in such a serious situation now that under certain circumstances, mandates should be done.
My brother and my sister, this proves that the powers that be in America and around the world is using the pandemic to take away our freedom and to violate our liberty of conscience. Please wake up and run to Christ while he can be found. As I wrap this up, I must say, we have many Goliaths in the land. A Goliath is a problem or circumstance in which we know not how to receive victory. COVID-19 is a Goliath. The vaccine is a Goliath. Being sick is a Goliath. Sin is a Goliath. The papacy is a Goliath. The image of the beast is a Goliath. Climate change and its policies is a Goliath. And the mark of the beast will be a Goliath in the land. We only can defeat our adversities by walking with Christ, by faith, and putting on the full armor of God, and standing on God's word. We must be prayed up. We must surrender all to Jesus, asking for the Spirit of the Lord, self-examination, and forsaking sin, and fight our Goliath with truth. We must let truth be our stone in the sling of faith, and the adversary Satan will fall. Praise the Lord. And always remember, faith, hope, and love is forever, and the greatest of these is love. Until we meet again, by God's grace, God bless.